This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Taliban have wrapped up a blitz across Afghanistan's south, bringing them closer to seizing the nation's capital, Kabul. AP's Sagar Magani has more.
Across Washington, there are differing takes on just what's happening at the Pentagon.
We have noted with great concern the speed with which they have been moving and the lack of resistance that they have faced.
Spokesman John Kirby says Afghan forces need to step up.
That's really for the Afghans to decide.
But Paul Miller, the National Security Council's former Afghan chief, says the decision was made for them when President Biden decided all U.S. forces would leave Afghanistan this month.
He, I think, delivered a crippling morale blow to the Afghan army, and they no longer believed they had the resources they needed to win. So if that's true, then why fight?
Sagar Magani, Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called on the Taliban to halt its offensive and to negotiate with the Afghan government. AP's Tim McGuire reports.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres fears the worst.
Afghanistan is spinning out of control.
He's called on the Taliban to cease fire and negotiate with the embattled Afghan government. The insurgent group has taken nearly half of Afghanistan's provincial capitals, along with nearly all of its major cities, except the capital, Kabul, and now controls more than two-thirds of the country in an offensive a little more than a week in the making. Guterres says the civilians are the ones hurting again, especially girls and women.
It is particularly horrifying and heartbreaking to see reports of the hard-won rights of Afghan girls and women being ripped away from them.
The UN is also concerned about the hundreds of thousands of people who are now refugees because of the